That'll begin the service by singing number 333. How I love thy law, O Lord, daily joy its truth afford. In its constant light I go, wise to conquer every foe. Number 333. Shall I read to you from God's holy word, the Gospel of John, the 5th chapter, and we commence at verse 28. The first reading of our confession, article 22nd. We believe that to attain the true knowledge of this great mystery, the Holy Ghost kindles in our hearts an upright faith which embraces Jesus Christ with all his merits, appropriates him, and seeks nothing more besides him. For it must needs follow either that all things which are requisite to our salvation are not in Jesus Christ, or if all things are in him, that then those who possess Jesus Christ through faith have complete salvation in him. Therefore, for any to assert that Christ is not sufficient, but that something more is required besides him, would be too gross a blasphemy. For hence it would follow that Christ was but half a Savior, Therefore we justly say with Paul that we are justified by faith alone, or by faith without works. However, to speak more clearly, we do that not mean that faith itself justifies us, for it is only an instrument with which we embrace Christ, our righteousness, but Jesus Christ imputing to us all his merits and so many holy works which he has done for us, and in our stead is our righteousness. And faith is an instrument that keeps us in communion with him in all his benefits, which, when become ours, are more than sufficient to acquit us of our sins. Thus far. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. He sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from men, but these things I say, that ye may be saved. He was in burning and shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his sheep's shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have light. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Eternal unchangeable and all-sufficient God. It is for the third time in this Sabbath day that we enter into thy courts round about the candlestick of thy word and testimony, which can make us wise unto salvation. The mercies and the labors bestowed upon us are manifold. But, Lord, shall it be to our eternal profit, then it is necessary above everything that the Holy Spirit impresses and bring it in our hearts. And thou art the only one who is able to do it, because in us is nothing that ever can please thee. And if it have to come from men, we shall realize no fruit in all eternity. But, Lord, look upon us in mercy and in compassion in this evening. Come graciously in our heart and in our midst. There is no worthiness in us at all, but for thy great name's sake, for Christ's sake only, come in our midst and open by renewing thy word and testimony, which can make us wise unto salvation. Strengthen everywhere thy servants who are called and anointed by thee. Give also us in this evening what we stand in need of. We need all the time the same thing. And if thou hide thy face from us, we can do nothing. But, Lord, give us freedom and liberty in this evening to explain the gospel as it is in Christ Jesus, with love in our heart to all those souls that are sitting under us. And that in this evening, Lord, that there happens something amongst young and old, that stay and that remain forever and forever, every Sabbath day, then we have to say it can be the last day of our life, and that we will hear it for the last time, because we are as Isaac, who has declared that he don't know the day of his death. But, Lord, draw some out of our midst with the cords of thy eternal love, and that also thy people may be rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, that the soul set at liberty, that they receive in this evening the spirit of adoption, that they may cry, Abba, Father. Remember us all together in speaking and in hearing. We are all nothing in ourselves and dependent from thee, the Most High. Remember all those that cannot gather with us and those that have no desire, that they receive desire before that it shall be too late forever. Because if our life is not in thy house, En in de ordinances, wat shall be the end? What can we expect? Lord, have mercy with young and old, great and small. With us and our generation, with our nation. With all those that rule over us. Oh Lord, bring us back with our families to the law and to the testimony. And glorify thy name in our hearts, all the sick and afflicted, those before the gates of death, and those that are in bereavement and sorrow. We commend them all at thy throne. Lord, make everything well with us in this evening. Forgive our sins and all our transgressions. Blot them out in boundless grace, and hear us for thy great name's sake. Amen. Number 349. Your offering will now be taken. First for the church and afterwards for our school. 349. My heart was glad to hear the welcome sound, the call to seek Jehovah's house of prayer. Our feet are standing here on holy ground. Within thy gates, thou city grand and fair. Number 349. Thank you. beloved congregation, we read in Matthew 24, verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Adam and Eve, our first parents, had not endured to the end. They broke voluntarily the covenant of works and separated themselves from the Lord. The wife of Lot, she left Sodom, but she never did enter into Zoar. She changed in a pillar of salt. Orpah went back to Moab, and Saul, the first king of Israel, promised so much, but what an awful and he took when he was 72 years old. He took his own life, and the people mentioned by Christ in Matthew 13, that kind of people that take up the word of God with joy, it comes to nothing. Because you read in Mark 4, verse 17, no root. And then in John 6, once the church, when Christ preached, was packed, thousands and thousands of people was listening to the greatest prophet who was ever in this world. But we read in John 6, verse 66, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And you can realize what a grief it was for the Apostle Paul when he had to write to his son Timothy, Demas has forsaken me, having left this present world. And of course, those in whose heart the Lord has begun that good work, they shall more or less, they shall be afraid that one day it would happen with them as with those ones. And it is not without a reason that Christ, that we read in the Word of God, blessed are those that fear always. Necessary are such things in our life, because we have only one soul to lose or to gain. And when we continue, then it shall be the work of the Lord. This evening, I hope to speak about that few words. My text is by renewing in the Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter, verse 40, to the first part. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine thus far. I will talk with the assistance of the Lord while about the apostles' doctrine and what it means to continue in that doctrine. In the first place, the rich contents of it. In the second place, a mark of new life. And in the third place, the desire to receive and to adhere it. We have heard before about the fruit, the result of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. There was about a number of 3,000 in that day who were converted. And then you read in verse 41, then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They received the word gladly. Thus, that means with joy in their heart. The Lord, by His Holy Spirit, has made room for the gospel. And as soon as there was made room for that gospel and for the glad tidings, then they received the word gladly. First of all, the word, that gospel that was preached unto them. And of course, that Peter that was well used as an instrument, we have to consider that. But finally, we have also to realize that at that time and that moment that the Lord himself had preached to the people. Because it is so necessary that the instrument falls away and that we out of his mouth, that we hear the voice of the Lord, then it shall have and it shall make effect for our heart and for our soul when that takes place. So it was also by that people. And then we have to learn out of it that the personal receiving of the word in our heart, that always bears a gladness in our soul. It is, of course, not something new that I say to you, no, but you all know it, that for the majority, then our doctrine that is awful. Some people outside of us that said there that is always in the pit. There is no life in it. No encouragement. No joy. It is always hell. But is that now the truth of is that now a lie? What is now the answer? It is a lie. Because here on the day of Pentecost and the people that is converted there in the same manner as that Adam and Eve were converted. Because in the conversion there is no difference. Never. It's always the same. The Lord can use several ways to come to the point that's different, but the matter itself that is always the same. And what is finally true conversion, that is of course a godly sorrow, and that is a divine joy in the Lord. It is a bad sign, people, very bad, if there is never in our heart and life a certain joy and gladness. Another thing is, not everybody and soul have freedom to talk about it. But knowledge of it that is in the heart of all the people. There is, of course, here in this world, as long as the church is in this time, in this wilderness, then there is more sorrow than joy. Because the word of God said so clear to us that the days of darkness are many. That is what the Lord said in his word. But nevertheless, there are moments that the people is glad in the Lord. You see that here? They were glad with that preaching, with that foundation that there was laid by the apostles. Because they has opened the treasures of heaven. Those apostles, they have opened the whole way of salvation for a poor and for a wretched sinner. Because the rich contents of the doctrine of that apostles' doctrine, that is God's good pleasure revealed in his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. You have heard and read so many times in your homes, of course, that Acts 2. We cannot sing it, right? From the beginning to the end, because when we are brought up in that religion, then we have heard that all the time. And then when you read that chapter, then you can realize that that Peter, that he had preached there with such a gladness and opening for his own heart and soul. That meant that was not 100 miles standing outside of it, no, but that man that was standing in the midst of it. He spoke there with so much freedom and liberty out of his heart. And not only out of his heart, but also he had experienced it for himself. Joseph Irons, he said once, when he installed a young candidate to the ministry, he said, I have three things to say to you. Three things. He said to that man, first study. Then he said, preach. And then he said, pray. But then afterwards he said three things more. And that was in regard to his preaching, doctrinally, experimentally, and practically. Keep it all in your mind, even when you are no minister. But of course, that is in six words so clear what the work is of a minister. And we have to bring the word of God. We have to explain that doctrine, the fundamentals that the Lord has revealed in his word and in his testimony. And of course, they are so rich because the whole salvation of a sinner that is built upon it. You think about predestination, that the Lord predestinated from all eternity. And the characteristic of predestination, that is the sovereignty of the Lord, because he is the great potter and he makes one vessel to honor and another to dishonor. And it is well observable that God's people that had the most experiences in the way of grace, that they are always elevate the sovereignty of the Lord. Some that would say that is an hard doctrine, the same as when it is talk about the blood of Christ. There is, for years already, here in this country, too, there is people that said that is a theory of blood, and that is awful. They will not believe about the blood of Christ, but they talk about a general redemption, and that everyone who desires and who will, he accept Christ. But of course, if you stay now with predestination, but a source of comfort is that now. Because if there now was no predestination, there was in the first place no church in this world. No church at all. The Lord, he had builded his church. You read about that in Genesis 4, verse 26. That in the days of Enos, they start to call upon the name of the Lord. Then they came together. Why did they come together? Because those persons were called by the Lord personally, with an eternal and internal call. And of course, we have not to work with the revealed will of God. No, that lays not on our way. With the secret will of the Lord, the revealed will is for us and for our children. And what is the revealed will? The revealed will, that is, that the Lord had no pleasure in the death of a sinner, but well in his repentance and in his salvation. And we have so many other texts in the Bible to explain that. But finally, if there was no predestination, there was never anybody that would be saved. Not the one. No. Because you read in Psalm 14 that the Lord have looked down from heaven. Whether that there was one that was looking after him. And then the outcome that is, he found none. None. And you think now about tomorrow, it is a holiday for the people. A day that everybody almost have free of. And Friday evening, there are so many people on the road to go out. One here and one there. And for thousands and thousands, it is a day of pleasure. For some is it a day of vexation. For some. Because if we have received grace in our heart, then we cannot find our pleasure here in this world. It is a promise from the Lord in one of the prophets, in Hosea, that the Lord said, I will make, or shall make, that they shall never find their way. That said the Lord, as a promise. And it is true, we are in the world, but God's people, that is not from the world. No. If you would ask also in regard to the day of tomorrow, what that people now really desired,
they fear the Lord. You can find that in the Song of Solomon. And there he said, come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field, let us lodge in the villages. That's now God's people. How many would not say, I am of that party? That is now what I desire. There shall be some. There shall be some. Really. Because they are looking for it all the time. One time more than the other. But in sweet communion with the Lord, there is the life. Not in this world. And of course, they are not holy. No. And they would not go into a cluster. No. But nevertheless, the people that is so afraid of himself, that is the reason. Because they quick go too far. Because they cannot walk in the right ways. That is impossible. And then for that reason they say, oh Lord, look upon me and keep me from all sin. And leave me not over to myself. And of course, now the predestination that is the heart of the church at Calvary. That is the heart of the church. And really, if the Lord brings his people through all those things, then they come back to the sovereignty of the Lord. And then he say, Lord, I admire that. And I am amazed over that more and more. Because to learn ourselves and what we are, that is something that cannot never to an end. That goes more and more through. That they say, Lord, how is that now possible that is still living in my heart and dwelling in my soul? And that I am such a kind of man. We cannot realize it, people. No. Because when they were first placed on that road, on that way to heaven, then they have thought, oh, we after 10 years, and after 50 years, oh, then I am in big tree of righteousness. And then I have no strife and no struggles. And then I have nothing to do with a corrupted heart. Then I can live as I desire to live. And now the older that they become, the more that they realize that Paul said in Romans 7, oh, I am a wretched man. Who shall deliver me from the body of death, out of the body of death? That is the experience of the people of God. But this, nevertheless, the foundation for all God's people that lays firm in a triune God. Dr. Owen, one of our men that we highly, highly elevated in the church of God, that Dr. Owen said what we have frequently mentioned expressly occurs here to Titus 3, namely, each person of the Blessed Trinity acting distinctly in the work of our salvation. The spring of the whole is the kindness and love of God, even the Father. The procuring cause of the application of that love and kindness to us is Jesus Christ our Savior in his whole meditation. And the immediate efficient cause in the communication of the Father's love through the Son's meditation is the Holy Spirit. Spirit, and this he effects in the A renovation of our natures by the washing of a regeneration wherein we are purged from our sins and sanctified is God. That is now something. That is now also the apostles' doctrine, because Dr. Jan Owen, he was a follower of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ in his doctrine. And if we may walk in those footsteps, oh, we shall never deceive our soul for the great eternity, because then we are standing upon a foundation. And now we read in the text that they continued steadfastly in the doctrines, apostles' doctrine, that was no less and no more than the triune God. And that is now for us so necessary, for our children, for each and every one, as travelers to the great and ever-ending eternity, that we know that for our own heart and for our own soul, as we sing now, out of 158, a glorious banner thou hast given to those who fear thy name, a banner to display abroad, and thus the truth proclaim. 158, the fourth and the fifth stanza. Continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. From the first time, people, that they have heard that doctrine, they were glad with it. They have loved that doctrine. And they receive more and more desire for that doctrine, to be trained in that doctrine, and to cleave unto that doctrine, to receive it for their own heart, and to walk in it. You read in the Word of God, in the second epistle of John, verse 4, I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. Dus what I will bring out shortly and briefly this evening to you is this. The necessity for us and our children to know the apostles' doctrine, that is at first. We read by the prophet Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. And then follows in that same text, I will also reject thee. And if we think about the times in which we are living now, then we must well say, we can well apply that in the days in which we are living in general. The whole world is busy, and time for nothing. Time for nothing. I hope, but there is among some even no time to read in the house the word of God. Maybe once or twice. I hope in general it shall be different. But men and wife, boys and girls, you are not brought up in such a way. No. Search the scriptures. You have heard that in this evening, that Christ had laid that before us. And the Lord gives us time. It is true, everything in our days with children too, going to the schools, but everything is working together to work against it. Everything. And you can well realize, people, that the devil is behind it. But in complaints time and again from boys and girls, we have to study so much, to study. And if we do not study, we have no diploma. And we cannot have place in the world soon. And we offered up all the time for study. But ignorant in general about the fundamentals of the truth. Ask about predestination. Ask about election and rejection. Ask about the Trinity. Ask about the mediatorial work of Christ, the covenant of grace, and so many other things. There is the knowledge of it. And if there is no knowledge of it, then there cannot be love for it in our heart. No. We have first of all to know it. Shall we can love it? And what shall now be the end if we don't know it? Then of course we lay open for all kind of errors. I say something about it in this morning. What a new spiritual tendencies that are all coming up the last years in the church. All kind of errors. But if we don't know the true religion, how can we defend ourselves? How can we fight against it? And there is no greater treasure, really, as what the Lord has given in his word and testimony. Even when Paul was in jail, then he wrote to Timothy not about his coat, but he said, also bring the books with me and the Pergaments with me. That was the Old Testament, and that was also some parts of the New Testament that was written already. And he would have it in jail with him. Thus even that old man, he was not always studying in the Word of God, an example for us, really. And the Word of God, it is so worthy that we inform it, that we give our time for it, and oh, we never know what the Lord will use. He used his word and testimony above everything, but he can the sermons written by our fathers and by other ones, he can use them also for our eternal salvation. They were continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. You read in that text, and of course, David, the man after God's own heart, that many said in Psalm 119, order my steps in thy word. Even he had a need for that in his own heart. And of course, the more that we know the truth, as it is in Christ Jesus, the more that we shall love it with our heart. Eternal life is in it for God's people and for God's children. And Brakel, in the reasonable service, he speaks in one page about historical faith. And then he made that remark there, fill your heart, your head, with historical knowledge of the truth. And if ever the Holy Spirit comes to convert you, he can use it. He can use it. You see that in the Apostle Paul. His teacher, that was Gamaliel. From his youth, he was sitting at his feet. And the Lord had used that later on in the church. So it can also be with us people. Oh, and that is for ministers, that is for elders, that is for deacons, that is for everybody in the church. The Lord knows our end, people. But that there comes an end to our life, for you and for me, that is sure. It is not maybe, but that is certain. And as soon that time is there, that the Lord takes us away out of the world. And then, we need for the ruling of the church and for the preaching of the gospel people that is trained in that right doctrine that is in Christ Jesus. And that we are standing as watchmen upon the walls of Jerusalem, and that we can listen to that truth. And if it is not in according to the word of God, that we say, stop, stop with it. And you read even in the Bible, Apollos, he was a converted man. There was no doubt about it. And a man with many gifts. But when he first preached, he knew nothing as the baptism of John. And then there were some old people sitting there, converted people, and they thought, "'Tis not enough for us that that man preached." No, "'tis not enough. And then when the church goes out, they were standing there outside, and they asked him to come over. And he did it. He was willing to do it. And then they were together with three of them. Oh, then they instructed that man in the ways of the Lord more closely. And he had the result and the fruit of it for himself, but also for the congregation. And now you can realize there's many people in our days that think much about themselves. Of course, there's other ministers also. But it is the question where we have learned and from whom that we have learned. And where that we have learned. And that we can talk about the places and the times that the Lord made us receptive people. And that we are founded and rooted in that right up in the apostles' doctrine, because that doctrine that glorified the Lord, that doctrine that is praising Christ, that is honoring the Holy Spirit, and that doctrine that gave us comfort in life and in death, boys and girls, also tomorrow. Oh, please spend not your time in the world and in all worldly things, but oh, that you search the word of God. Every time so many are killed on the road. And if we now are sitting with the word of God and with our writers in the corner, someplace, that we shall not be killed on the road too. No. And then, oh, people, David, he said, when I have found thy word, it was sweeter than honey and than honeycomb. And then sometime, when the Lord lead his people by his spirit in the truth, then, oh, they have a gladness and a joy in it. I was in a place sometime where an old man was reading some sermon, and then he found something in it. And then he said, listen now. He said, so precious, how did that man say it? And maybe 10 minutes later he said it again. He said, listen now, people, how did that man explain it? And there is, oh, in the service of the Lord, people, there is more gladness as in the whole world and in all the things of the world. And the Lord, he said in his word, who findeth me, findeth life, oh, the Lord giveth out of free and suffering grace. And then we continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. It shall be our life more and more than it shall be in power of the Lord unto salvation. Then he blesseth by his spirit to our heart, and it shall be a lamp for our feet and a light upon our path. We shall never have regret of it, no, but we shall have a sweetness out of it. And rejoicing for our heart, O children of God, that we also continued in the apostles' doctrine, where the Lord received all the honor, and our soul, the profit and the blessing for time and for eternity. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony. Thy hand has helped us in this Sabbath day again. It is all too short on our side, Lord. We cannot stand with one sermon before thee. Forgive all the shortcomings and all our iniquities. And if there was something in accordance to thy will and word and thy meaning of thy spirit, O Lord, sanctify it and bless it for many hearts and souls, could it be for all of us, be further with the whole congregation, with the parents, with the children, with elders and deacons also, that deacon who could not go with us in this Sabbath day, under the word of God, recover his body, strengthen him further, look down upon each and everyone, protect us on the day of tomorrow, each and everyone, and also in traveling from one place to another. Oh Lord, that thy eyes were open over us in mercy and his compassion. Prepare us for that great and ever-ending eternity, and hear us for thy great name's sake. Amen. We sing now number 220, Great Shepherd, Who Leadest Thy People in Love. The collection will be for our school and Friday evening in Holland service, the Lord willing. 220.
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.